Our reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 17 through 24. Please rise for the reading of God's word. Nevertheless, each person should live as a believer in whatever situation the Lord has assigned to them, just as God has called them. This is the rule I lay down in all the churches. Was a man already circumcised when he was called? He should not become uncircumcised. Was a man uncircumcised when he was called? He should not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands is what counts. Each person should remain in the situation they were in when God called them. Were you a slave when you were called? Don't let it trouble you. Although if you can gain your freedom, do so. For the one who was a slave when called to faith in the Lord is the Lord's freed person. Similarly, the one who was free when called is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of human beings. Brothers and sisters, each person, as responsible to God, should remain in the situation they were in when God called them. And this is the word of the Lord.
I want to talk a little bit about shoes today. I'm wearing dress shoes today, as I do most Sundays, or at least Sunday mornings. I wear dress shoes. The rest of the day, I'll probably put on sandals or something. During the week, you probably put on different types of shoes depending on the different activities or jobs you might be doing that day. If you're doing yard work or working on the farm, you're probably going to put on some pretty sturdy boots because you know you might be walking through some mud or some other things if it's on the farm, or just yard work, you know your shoes are going to get dirty, so you put on maybe some more sturdy shoes. Or if you're going to go on a hike, you put on hiking shoes. If you're going to go for a jog, you put on your running shoes. If you have certain jobs, you might put on different shoes as well. If you work in a factory, more often than not in those factories, you're probably putting on some type of a steel-toed boot just because of the type of work. They don't want you dropping anything on your foot and getting harmed because of it. If you work in a bank or more of a business setting, a white-collar job, you're probably putting on dress shoes so you can present yourself well in whatever job it is. Sometimes we might look up to other people and say, I want to be in their shoes. I like their life situation or maybe the position they're in, and I want to be in their shoes. I want to kind of walk life and experience it as they do. Maybe you look at those Olympics every 4 years and say, I want to be one of those marathon runners. So you go out and you buy yourself those running shoes and you spend a couple $100 on them because you want to really get into the sport, and you run for a couple of weeks. You maybe get a couple of miles in and it just doesn't fit right to you. You maybe thought that was what you wanted to do, but in the end it kind of turned out that maybe that wasn't a good fit for you. Maybe you weren't built for it like those marathon runners that are Olympians are built for it. Or maybe you do find that business office job that you kind of always hoped for, and you go in it and you're good at it and you get those shoes that you were hoping for when you just started out in the company, and you get that higher position with all the money and kind of wealth that comes with it, and after years and years, it just didn't give you what you thought it would. That maybe it wasn't quite what you thought it would, or even if it was what you thought it would, maybe it didn't fulfill you in the ways that you thought it would. This is all about our callings, those shoes that maybe God has given us to wear, and are we content wearing those shoes, or are we discontent and want to have somebody else's ideal or someone else's lifestyle or way that God has called us? Joseph, if you want to go to the next slide for just a second. It's this idea that we have that maybe we want something else, but we're in this situation or this place, and we may even connect it with how we're doing with God, that if we're in this place for this time, that you're really busy working and kind of living just life as it is today, and you kind of look at this person over here and see their shoes, and maybe they have a bit more time of flexibility, and they use that time and flexibility to serve God. So you're like, if I was only like this person, maybe I could serve God more faithfully than I do right now in this place. Or maybe if I had that much wealth, that next level in the company, well, then maybe I could give more money to the church and I would be seen maybe more in light of what God would want me to do. So sometimes we can even take our situations in life where God has placed us, and we can kind of see our faithfulness based on that. We might be discontent in the place that God has given us now, so we kind of look over here and say, if I was doing this, maybe I would be more faithful to God's calling. Maybe you're a farmer, but you always looked at like the pastor as being more spiritual and faithful in his calling than you are as a farmer, and you've kind of always wanted to do that, but it just never happened out that way for you. Or maybe you worked a factory job second shift and you weren't able to be at those Bible studies on Wednesday night or Tuesday night or Monday night, whatever night of the week it was, because you were working, and you're like, if only I can get on the day shift, then maybe I can grow closer to God. So we can do this in life. We can kind of be discontent with the situation, the place that God has placed us in for this time. I think that if these things change, then I could be more faithful in what God is calling me to. But Paul pushes back a bit against that idea in this passage. If you want to go to the next slide, Joseph. He wants to say, no matter what situation that God has put you in, no matter what your calling in this life is, whether that be a pastor, a farmer, an office worker, or second shift, factory worker, that you can be faithful in that calling. That you don't always have to be striving for something greater or what by the world's standards would be an advancement in this life. That yes, you can strive for those things, but Paul wants to shift our focus from always striving in that direction to seeing it in a different light now that we're believers in Christ Jesus. And maybe we have a bit different focus in this life than just climbing the corporate ladder or bettering our situation to that point where we think everything will be right. That Paul says, whatever situation you're in, maybe that's the situation that God wants you in this time. That may change, but the focus isn't on that change, but it's on being faithful where God has called you. He uses a couple of different pictures to show us this. Last week, we kind of talked about being married or unmarried. Paul kind of goes through that discussion of, well, if you're married when God calls you, you should be faithful in that relationship that God has given you, not neglecting your spouse, but living into that calling that God has given you to be a husband or a wife. Or if you're single, to live into that gift of singleness that God has called you, that you're no less a believer or a person in God's eyes if you are single or if you're married. So now he kind of says the same thing here, but in a different way. This time he's not talking about our relationship status, but he's talking about the position or the status that you have in this life. So one of the biggest differences in that day was whether you were circumcised or uncircumcised, which basically meant, are you a Jew? If you are circumcised, are you one that finds yourself in the people of Israel, or kind of can draw your lineage back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Or are you a Roman, a Gentile, someone who isn't circumcised, doesn't have the mark of the covenant on them? And if you're a Jew, you would see yourself as a bit better being a Jew because you were circumcised. If you were a Gentile, if you're a Roman citizen, you would see yourself as a bit better being uncircumcised. So there were these two kind of class differences that Paul is getting at here. And depending on where you lived, and were you in a Jewish community or were you in more of a Roman community, and Corinth was kind of one that blended the two together, probably tending a little bit more on that Roman side of things, then if you were circumcised, you may not advance as much in society as if you were uncircumcised. So for the Jewish believer, Christian, someone who has that heritage of being one of Abraham's family, now they're living in this secular society, this Roman culture, and this mark that they have on them kind of makes it harder to advance in this life. They're focusing too much on that, wanting to change that situation so that maybe they can better themselves. And what Paul says here is a bit shocking to that culture. Paul says, whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised, whether you're Jew or Roman citizen, Gentile, it doesn't really matter anymore now that you're a believer in Christ Jesus. Being circumcised or uncircumcised, being that Jew or Gentile, God doesn't look at that as any different any longer, which is pretty shocking if you're a Jewish believer now, because you grew up in this culture saying that you were closer to God because you were one of his chosen people of Israel. But Paul is saying, in God's new plan brought forth by Christ Jesus, whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised, whether you're that Jew or Gentile, that all of you are on the same standing with God. It doesn't matter your background any longer, but it matters how faithful you are to living into this new reality, this new kingdom that Christ has announced and set forth in the gospel. So to get a little bit at a different cultural kind of standing here, he then goes on to slave or free. Now, slavery was a bit different back then. Usually, you were only a slave for a time, when maybe you had a debt to someone, so you would become their slave to kind of pay off that debt, and then eventually you could gain your freedom. It was even thought in some cultures that if you were on a pretty low status or rung of the ladder, you could become a slave of an aristocrat and kind of level yourself up in society that way. So it was a bit different, but it was still owning people, so wasn't the best idea of a society. Paul doesn't really push too hard against that at this point. It was kind of something that was maybe too hard of a barrier to totally cross over at this point. But he does leave some openings here for abolishing slavery or saying that doesn't matter anymore as well, because of the way he writes it here and in other passages of Scripture. But he says, if you're a slave, don't worry about being a slave any longer, because in Christ Jesus you have this new reality that even though here and now in this place, in this time, you may be seen as owned by this earthly ruler, or at least ruler over you, but in Christ Jesus we know the true reality. That you're no longer owned by that person because you were bought with a price. You're Christ Jesus. And how would Christ want you to serve in this situation that he's placed you in? So be faithful in that calling. He also says if you have a way of gaining your freedom, don't just say no to it, but you can receive that gift of freedom if it comes to you. Just don't make that your main focus. Make your main focus faithfully serving Christ. He even kind of flips it around towards the end of our passage. He says, well, if you're free, you're now a slave of Christ. And if you were a slave, now you're a free man in Christ Jesus. And to kind of understand what Paul is saying there, we kind of have to take one step back again and look again at kind of that culture of slavery. And again, I said that sometimes slavery was a way of paying off a debt. So eventually you would pay off that debt to whoever you owed it to, your master, and then you would be called a free man, which is a technical term back then, meaning you were once a slave, now you're free. But even though you're a free man, it was always kind of associated with whoever you gained your freedom from. So if I went under slavery for a time to pay off a debt to Steve, then I would be known after I paid off that debt and after Steve allowed me my freedom, then I would be a free person or a free man of Steve. So what Christ is saying, for the free person, you're now a slave of Christ Jesus, you serve him alone. If you were a slave and you've now gained your freedom, and you're now a free man in Christ Jesus, you bear his title now. So you have this position, almost greater position, because you're serving him faithfully in the place that Christ has called you to. It's all kind of based on identity here. Are you seeing your identity kind of in the terms that the world does? Are you always trying to strive to better your identity here on earth? Or do you see your identity in Christ Jesus and his kingdom? And are you serving him faithfully here and not really caring about the world's standards of living? God doesn't require a new status of us. He requires that we be faithful in whatever place and calling he gives us for this time. You live in that identity that Christ gives you, not from a maybe desire to change your circumstances, but desire to serve him well in that place. If you want to go to the next slide, Joseph. So what are some practical applications of this? Well, first, if you work, you can see that calling that God has given you as the place to serve him. That your job is no longer just about climbing the corporate ladder or whatever it means to be successful in your line of work. You can still strive for that, but that's not your main calling any longer as a Christian. Your main calling is being faithful to serve Christ in that place. So if you work in a business setting, it means doing that faithfully, honestly, in the way that Christ would be glorified in you doing that. And at some points, that may come in tension with climbing the corporate ladder, because it means being a bit more honest, maybe, than what it takes to climb it. But being okay, kind of setting aside that, to faithfully serve God. Just as we talked about last week, this also applies in your life as being married or being single, that whatever calling God has given you for this time and place, to be faithful in that, allowing God to change those situations as he wills, but being faithful in it, being content. Maybe your financial status too, being okay making whatever means you make right now and not always trying to gain more and more money and wealth, being faithful in the place, financial setting that God has for you. Not seeing money as yours, but a gift from God that you can freely give back to Him for His use. Maybe it's your cultural background. Maybe you're Dutch and it's given you some things in this life, or maybe you're German and it's given you some things in this life, but maybe you look at a different cultural background, community, and you think they're better off. But again, being content with the heritage that God has given you and faithfully living into that. So if you want to go to the next one, Joseph. So what does this look like in the church? I think it means that as a church, we're all walking in different shoes. Some of us may wear those more business-focused shoes. Others of us may put on dirty work boots. Others, flip-flops or sandals, maybe. But whatever place that God has given you to serve, serve well in that place. Don't always look to someone else saying, if I was only more like them or walked in their shoes, then God could use me more effectively. No, what Paul is saying here, God can use you in the place that He's called you from and to. And in those situations, in those shoes that God has placed us in, it's to focus on glorifying God in that place, in those situations, that if God places you in a hospital setting as a nurse, to be that light for Christ around you. If it means that God has placed you at the nuke plant to work there, to do your job faithfully and to shine Christ's love to those around you, your coworkers. Maybe God's called you in this season of life to be a grandparent. So it means being that faithful grandparent, showing your grandkids what it means to live in relationship with Christ and showing them the love and grace that Christ Jesus has shown you. You want to go to the last one there, Joseph. The main point of our message today is that Christ has bought us with a price. Paul uses those words again that he used last week as well. That you are Christ Jesus now, that you've gone from the kingdom of this world into the kingdom of Christ Jesus. It changes all of the realities around us. That Christ has called you out of that kingdom into His, but we are still part of this world. We still have all the earthly things to take care of, and Christ calls us to live faithfully in that. To walk faithfully in this life, the positions that He's given us. And He promises to walk with us in those situations as well. And that great commission that Paul gives the apostles to go and preach, to baptize, to make believers, teaching them everything. He says that as you go out on that mission, in those places and life situations that I put you in, that I will go with you, that I won't leave you or abandon you or tell you, hey, go out and do that ministry for me, I'm going to sit back here. But Christ goes with us into those places. He gives us what we need to be that faithful light to others. If you want to go to the next one, Joseph. So this is the main takeaway for us today. That these are the shoes that God has given you to walk in today. That may change tomorrow, but don't worry about that change. Be faithful today. Walk them out in faithfulness. Wear them out till they have holes in them, and you need a new pair, God will give you that new pair. And know that Christ Jesus goes with you in it. So let's pray. Father God, We thank you that you have called each one of us to serve you, to be part of your kingdom in Christ Jesus. And God, you call us to different vocations here in life, different places, different opportunities, God. And we pray that whatever opportunities that you give to us, that we may be faithful in that until you call us to a new one. That God, may we be content with the shoes that you have given us. May we walk faithfully in it. May we wear them out until you give us a new pair. God, we know that this changes our focus in this life from maybe the world's understanding, our culture's understanding of what success is, to what it means to be faithful in you, God. We pray that when those differences come up, that we might have the faith, the assurance in you to walk faithfully in the shoes you give us. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.